Joining us now, Judge Michael Mukasey is a former federal judge who served as the 81st Attorney General of the United States under George W. Bush. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
Nice to have you. You know, I want to talk about Mike Flynn this past week. You said over the weekend regarding speculation about who else might be brought in for charges that there's, quote, a lot of heavy breathing and a lot of speculation that is completely unwarranted. What did you read into the Flea indictment and his pleading guilty to lying to the FBI?
Well, what I read into that is that they don't have a great deal more, I think, with respect to him. Now, where it's going is really anybody's guess, but the notion that somehow Mike Flynn, because of this plea, is going to be a witness against people higher up, I find a bit of a strain. I mean, can you imagine putting a witness on and where the only charge he's pleaded guilty to is lying, and then telling the jury, well, you got to believe him because he pleaded guilty to lying? That's a little bit counterintuitive.
Right. So you rely on the word of a liar in order to advance a case. So what, if anything, could be the deal that he struck? Do you believe that there's no deal here?
Well, there's a deal in the sense that I think he's obligated to tell them whatever he knows and to help them work their way through whatever it is they're investigating. That I think he's obligated to do. But other than that, the only immunity he gets under this agreement is for the conduct that's discussed in the charging instrument, which has nothing to do with Russia. That seems to be off the table.
Now, over the weekend, there was this tweet that the President of the United States' Twitter account put out, and there's a reason I'm phrasing it that way. It's because saying that the President claiming that he fired Mike Flynn for lying to both Vice President Pence and the FBI. There was a tremendous amount of hand-wringing about this over the weekend by people who were observing that this would be the first time the president admitted that he knew that Flynn had lied to the FBI at the time that he fired them. We find out now John Dowd, the president's lawyer, claims he wrote the tweet, and in a follow-up conversation this morning, he said any worried about obstruction of justice is nonsense because the president can't obstruct justice. He's the chief law enforcement officer under the Constitution. Is all of this your understanding?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think that it's a mistake generally to subject any statement by Mr. Trump to more analysis than it'll stand. I think what he was saying, I mean, there's kind of a trajectory to the statement and then there are the precise words. I think what he's saying is that he was fired for lying to the vice president, which was the same conduct that was charged in lying to the FBI. I don't think it means that he knew at the time that he fired him that he had lied to the FBI. So far as whether it's possible to prove a technical charge of obstruction of justice against the president can't be indicted, I don't think. But that's very different from saying that it facts can be proved to show that the president was trying to stop an investigation. That's a whole different thing. I don't know that he was trying to do that or not. But if that's what the special counsel is trying to show, that's something that would really be a matter for the House of Representatives to deal with.
Yeah, the president also tweeted out about the FBI, saying that the FBI is a mess. And you also have Devin Nunes this weekend having to threaten to have contempt of Congress citations drawn up for Rosenstein and Wray. Is the FBI a mess?
Oh, I think that's an overstatement. The FBI is a large institution and is an excellent law enforcement probably the premier law enforcement agency in this country. To say that it is in the large a mess is a mistake. I think the Bureau has messed up a number of matters relating to this investigation, principally when at the time that they were investigating the Clinton emails under the leadership of James Comey. That's a different thing.
Yeah, and along those lines,
to say that the FBI in a large is a mess.
There's a man named Peter Stroke who was part of this committee and who has been kicked off. He was kicked off the committee, I believe it was in July, and he not only played a key role in this investigation into the Trump-Russia matter, but also had played a critical role in the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email. He was there during that infamous interview that wasn't recorded, in which she was allowed to have, you know, legal counsel, that was also under investigation in July of 2016. How does somebody like this even make it onto this committee?
I have no idea. Back when I was dealing with the FBI, and throughout the years that I dealt with them, from when I was an assistant U.S. attorney up to when I was attorney general, the notion that an FBI agent is sending out tweets, it would have been something unheard of. What is an FBI agent doing tweeting? They are supposed to be inconspicuous. They're supposed to do their jobs quietly and without making public statements. The very fact that he was sending out tweets should have disqualified him from being an FBI agent.
Yeah, I think unfortunately it just helps to stoke that perception that the FBI is stonewalling, as Devin Nunes has complained about. As we know, Paul Ryan had also talked about that they're stonewalling and that they're protecting the Clintons and they don't want the truth to be known, and that's why they're doing, you know, they're going after some, you know, Flynn for lying.
Well, I think that the notion that the FBI is trying to protect the Clintons is a bit of a reach. I think it's much more plausible that the FBI, as it has done for years, may be trying to protect the FBI. The first rule is first don't damage the bureau. Whether that's what's going on or not, I don't know. But I don't think that I think it's less a question of protecting the Clintons.
Well,
that's the perception.
This is central. I mean, this is central to a bunch of questions. I mean, the president clearly has been unhappy with the Justice Department and the FBI, his own Justice Department and FBI at times. And part of the reason, it seems, is because, you know, this Trump dossier that we talk about from time to time, Congress has been regularly asking for documentation to demonstrate how much the Trump dossier factored into their investigations inside the Bureau, and they're not getting clear answers. Shouldn't the FBI provide clear answers to civilian leadership?
You would think. I think that certainly as to that, they owe Congress a clear response. Congress has oversight authority over how the FBI spends its money, and if they spent their money on that, I think that's something that Congress ought to be aware of.
All right. Thank you very much, former Attorney General Michael Mukasey. Really appreciate you joining us this morning, sir.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Chat with you again soon. It's 8:15 now.
It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10.